Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
The best advice I could give is determine exactly what you want and find the right person to help you achieve your goals.
Best ever listeners, before we get into today's episode and the interview with our best ever guest, I want to mention Fund That Flip, because Fund That Flip is an online lender that gives you fast, convenient access to really affordable money that you need for your flip project. So if you're doing residential flips, then the main thing I imagine that you're focused on, or the main two things, are the deal and the money. So if you've got the deal pipeline, but you need access to cash and you want to build a reputation within a group that will continue to invest their dollars into your deals, then go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. The founder of Fund That Flip is Matt Rodak, and he's actually one of my very first guests on the show. It's episode number 7. So if you have a chance, go check that out too. Familiarize yourself with Matt and what he's all about. But when you're needing money and you want an online lender that provides fast, convenient access to affordable capital for your flipping projects, then Fund That Flip's the way to go. Their team has over 200 deals under their belt, and you can actually, this is crazy, you can actually be approved immediately within 30 seconds once you put in your information. So go to fundthatflip.com/best ever and get some money for your flipping projects. Best ever listeners, have we got a treat for you? A previous best ever guest, Tamara Aragon. You can check out her episode number 227 titled The Complete Guide to Investing in Single Family Properties. She has a free ebook that lists out 27 ways to find for sale by owners. Just go to REIPOSSE, that's POSSE.com, and get that free ebook on 27 ways to find for sale by owners. That's REIPOSSE.com. Hi, best ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless, and this is a show where we cut out all that fluffy stuff and we get straight to the real estate investing advice that moves your business forward. With us today, we have a best ever guest who has some unique experience and quite an accomplished background. How you doing, Richard White?
I'm doing well, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing well, my friend, and let me talk a little bit about that accomplished background, and then I'll let you get into it in more detail. He is a former U.S., or he is a U.S. Navy veteran, so first off, thank you for your service.
You're welcome. Thank you.
He developed a sensor systems for ships, submarines, helicopters, as well as manned and unmanned aircraft whenever, I assume that was in the Navy. Is that correct?
Well, in the Navy, I did. I was electrician's mate, focused on nuclear power. The sensor systems I've been doing since the late 90s for the Air Force and the Navy, both the Global Hawk and the Predator UAVs.
Okay, those sound like very terrifying vehicles or helicopters I wouldn't want any part of on the wrong end.
He started investing in property tax sales and started his own property tax sale investment firm, which is now worth over $728 million. And he currently is working on launching a nonprofit foundation. So we're going to focus in on this property tax sale investment firm and talk to him about that in detail, because the $728 million figure certainly stands out. With that being said, Richard, do you want to give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
Well, as we said, my background is dealing with the military. In 2006, I was required to go over to the Middle East to take care of sensor packages on the U.S. Air Force Global Hawks. They were having some problems maintaining their brand new sensors with the first two production models of the Global Hawks that we sent over there. So I had to go over to the Middle East. There were a couple of property tax sales that I'd wanted to attend, but wasn't going to be able because I'd be overseas, and I couldn't find anyone to do that for me. So being the engineer that I am, I just kind of started off with the problem and what I wanted to be the end result, and I just kind of reversed engineered the process and how to go from having a problem to having a solution for it.
All right. Well, help us understand first. We'll get into some specifics, but first, property tax sales. What is that?
Well, it's basically as it says, when a person or a homeowner or the business that owns some property isn't able to pay their property taxes that are assessed by their county, local municipality, whatever, when they're not able to pay their taxes, the municipality may put the property on a tax sale. Depending on the state and municipality, it may be a tax lien that's issued or a deed sale. So in the case of a property tax lien, an investor would go to the sale, purchase the lien at an auction, pay the property taxes for the homeowner, and at that point, the interest starts accumulating on the lien that has been purchased. And the homeowner has a certain period of time where they can pay back the property taxes that are owed and the interest that's owed, and they redeem their lien. So the property or the lien investor gets their principal back and their interest that they're owed, which is usually a lot better than what you can get at a bank or in a traditional CD or anything like that. In the case of a property tax sale that's a deed sale, the investor will go to the sale and bid on the property, and the winner of the deed sale will be issued the deed to the property. In that case, they're the legal owners to the property without any mortgage or any other liens besides IRS liens that are due on that property. And it all depends on local and state laws at that point, but the owners are able, either with a lien when it's time for redemption or with the deed that has been purchased, they're able to go through a proper procedure and take possession of the property.
That was in 2006 when you started?
Yes.
It's 2015. Actually, 2015. I was thinking when this episode is going to be airing. So that was 2015. So 9 years. How did you go from no company to $728 million that the property is, the investment firm's now worth?
Well, it actually happened very quickly. In, 2006 we started. I was still at that point working with the Global Hawk system until the end of 2009, and work kept me pretty busy just with the Global Hawk system. So I spent most of my free time working on developing the website and the database behind the website. In 2009, when I started working pretty much full-time on the Sterling America company, in 2010, in March of 2010, I went to Fort Lauderdale to attend the National Tax Lien Association's annual convention. And while I was down there, I was doing some networking and introduced myself to a few people. About a month later, I got a call from a client that's in Southern Florida. They have an investment firm. that wanted to move outside of the state of Florida. They were doing investing in liens just in the state of Florida, where the state of Florida's investments, they do a bid down system. So they'll start with a certain amount of interest that they're willing to pay on a property, and the investors will actually bid down from that to whatever the lowest amount of interest that they're willing to collect on the property or on the lien, and the lowest interest rate wins. So it's not the greatest system in the world. There are some other places outside of Florida that you can get up to 14, 16, in some cases after a year, 50% on your investment. So they were looking to move outside of the state of Florida, and I went down and spoke with them, got a feeling for exactly what they were looking for, and within about 2 months, I put together an investment plan for them that would allow them to invest outside of the state of Florida. They could invest up to $2 billion per year, and after all the fees and everything were taken care of, they would still make a return, an annual return of about 14, a little over 14% per year.
Okay. Invest $2 billion and make 14% a year after all said and done with fees and stuff. How do you structure? So basically, so I understand from a high level, you created a business model for them to go outside of Florida, and you use your expertise in tax liens to set them up outside of the state, right?
Correct.
Okay. What specifics, and I have a follow-up question that I almost originally asked, but I'll ask that in a second. What specific services were you providing them that they couldn't get somewhere else?
Basically, and this is what we do, and a problem that all investors have is time and manpower. With our services, we are able to go to multiple sales at once, whereas if there are multiple sales, usually a small business or an investor can't be at two places at once. And a lot of states will have their sales on the same day, or there will be multiple sales each, say each Friday, or one certain day of the week. So it's hard for individual investors and for larger firms to be able to attend multiple sales at once. We're also able to take the auction fever or the bidding fever out of the equation. We'll let the investors tell us exactly how much they're willing to pay for a certain item or a certain property on the list, and we can provide them with all the sale data for the upcoming sales. They're able to use whatever resources that they have or new services that we're integrating into the website all the time, that they can go and check out the properties, review any records that we have or that we've been given from the local taxing authorities or the local municipalities, and they can basically see what the taxes are due and what the properties are worth, and they can bid up to whatever they want to. That all takes time on their end that we're able to do for all of our investors at once, so it saves them a lot of time and money. It also allows them to be at multiple sales at once, and we have different services that if they want, we can totally manage all of their portfolio, so they don't have to worry about the liens expiring. They don't have to worry about finding on their own local attorneys and local service providers to take care of the acquisition of the property or the redemption of the lien. And that's a lot of time and expense for them right there, because every municipality is a little bit different. So everybody has their own rules that need to be followed. So our services allow them to save a lot of time and a lot of money.
Setting that up on your side, how do you, let's just pick one of them, the time and manpower or woman power it takes to be at all the multiple sales at once, and you said some states might have the same sale at the same time. How are you able to deliver on that initiative to make sure you're there?
That's part of our business model, and I'd rather not discuss that just because it would allow further competition that we don't want right at this time.
Got it. But you have to put in offers at multiple places at the same time, and can you do it electronically, or do you have to have people there the way it's set up?
It depends on the individual sale. Some sales you can do online, which allows the investors, if they want, to go in and take care of everything themselves. There are other places that still have the traditional sit down or stand up on the steps of the courthouse and, you know, here's property, you know, here's a certain property and we'll start the bidding at this amount. And you have to be there, physically register for the sale and participate in the sale while you're there.
With the ways that you structure your company, you mentioned, you know, you put together the business plan in 2 months after you met with the team in Florida that wanted to expand to different states, and they'd still be making 14% after fees. Regarding those fees, how do you make money in that transaction?
Well, depending on what services they pick and choose, we charge a small amount for management of the fees or managing their funds if they need to, which is a lot less than a traditional financial planner would charge. So it depends on the fees. We do charge an attendance fee to go to the sale for them. And that's pretty much where we make most of our funds.
Got it. Okay. So you've got a small fee for managing the overall portfolio. So right now, in your case, it's $728 million. And then you've also got an attendance fee, and that's kind of where you make the majority of it. And that's for showing up or having a representative be present.
Correct.
Got it. Okay. Interesting. Roughly how many of these auctions are there?
There's about 3,000 different municipalities that will hold sales.
And so how roughly, like, over the course of a year, how many are you doing?
Well, that depends on a year, and it depends on the different clients that we deal with. So it varies.
What would the ranges be?
It can be anywhere from as few as 10 sales to 1,000.
Got it. Interesting. Wow, this is interesting stuff. So that was in 2010, and between 2010 and 2015, what's been the major focus?
Well, we haven't been focusing a lot on anything except our existing clients right now. We do have a very small business, I don't have many employees, and I have been recovering from surgery on my spine a couple of years ago. So I'm just getting up and walking and getting to the point where it's time to start expanding.
Well, definitely wish you a speedy recovery. I'm glad that you're up and walking around now. That's good to hear. Richard, what is your best real estate investing advice ever?
Well, that varies from client to client. Everyone has their own specific goals and own specific needs. So the best advice I could give is determine exactly what you want and find the right person to help you achieve your goals.
And how have you used that advice in your career?
With my investors, I usually sit down and have a conversation with them and find out exactly what they're looking for. So we can individually tailor every investment portfolio for every client to exactly what they want, depending on, you know, the risks that they're willing to take, or exactly where they want to be, or how much they want for a return. So it varies by client, and it's all specifically client-focused.
And what about you personally building your business as far as determining what you want and finding the right person to achieve your goals? Have you applied that in your personal life as you build your business?
Yes, I've used it in all three of the businesses that I have.
Can you give a specific example?
Well, which business do you want to talk about?
How about the tax lien business?
Well, with the tax lien business, the most important thing with the business is the database that we have behind the business. So we can get all of our data and use it for every client. So when I was building the website, I wanted a company that had the best experience that I could find building databases and then building websites and having a good user experience. So, you know, those were the three things that I was looking for to focus on my clients that I knew had to be there to drive the business and to make sure the clients had the best service and experience that they could have. So that's how I used that to find the company that I did to build the website initially.
You ready for the best ever lightning round?
Sure.
All right. First, a quick word from our best ever partners.
If you need money for your flipping project, then go to fundthatflip.com/best ever.
You'll know within 30 seconds if you're approved or not to get money for your residential flip. Go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. What's the best ever book you've read?
Think and Grow Rich.
Best ever personal growth experience, and what'd you learn from it?
That one I'd have to think about, so I'll have to pass.
Okay. What are your two other businesses you mentioned?
I have an aerospace business that we focus on consulting with the Navy, the Air Force, government entities. I'm in the process of building a prototype for a UAV that I've developed and selling that to the Air Force and the Navy. The other business is a nonprofit foundation that I'm starting called the Richard White Fund or Foundation. I'm starting that to help fallen, you know, families of fallen heroes, our veterans, get education and with small business loans.
What would you say is the biggest mistake you've made in real estate so far?
Holding liens too long and filing them in a filing cabinet. I've just lost track of the liens, and the time for redemption has expired on some of them, so I've lost money just because I filed them away and forgot about them.
What do you do now that mitigates that from happening?
I put that all into the database, so the database reminds me when it's due, when it, you know, when we can start to redeem it, and it has to be redeemed by this date. So I've automated that process to get rid of that problem.
Richard, where is the best ever place the best ever listeners can reach you?
The best ever place would be email. Richard White, or Richard.White@sterlingamerica.com.
Richard, thank you for being on the show and sharing your advice with the best ever listeners and walking us through how you've built your property tax sales company into an investment firm that now is worth over $728 million whenever you're working with your business partners. And understanding how you make money on that, I think that's also pretty interesting to hear, both from a small fee for managing the funds, and then really the bread and butter for you is the attendance fee that makes the most that you're charging. And then also, you know, how you structured it to begin with, focusing in on the database and knowing that that's where the most important part behind the business is, the database, and finding a company that builds the best databases and websites that's out there, and then, you know, securing them to be your business partner. And then lastly, talking through just your overall advice of determine what you want and find the right person to achieve your goals. And again, you finding the company to build your database and the website is an example of that. So thanks again for being on the show, sharing your advice with the best ever listeners, and we'll talk to you soon. Hope you have a best ever day.
Okay, thanks. You too, Joe.
I want to mention Fund That Flip, because Fund That Flip is an online lender that gives you fast, convenient access to really affordable money that you need for your flip project. So if you're doing residential flips, then the main thing I imagine that you're focused on, or the main two things, are the deal and the money. So if you've got the deal pipeline, but you need access to cash and you want to build a reputation within a group that will continue to invest their dollars into your deals, then go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. The founder of Fund That Flip is Matt Rodak, and he's actually one of my very first guests on the show. It's episode number 7. So if you have a chance, go check that out too. Familiarize yourself with Matt and what he's all about. But when you're needing money and you want an online lender that provides fast, convenient access to affordable capital for your flipping projects, then Fund That Flip's the way to go. Their team has over 200 deals under their belt, and you can actually, this is crazy, you can actually be approved immediately within 30 seconds once you put in your information. So go to fundthatflip.com/best ever and get some money for your flipping projects. Best ever listeners, have we got a treat for you? A previous best ever guest, Tamara Aragon. You can check out her episode number 227, titled The Complete Guide to Investing in Single Family Properties. She has a free ebook that lists out 27 ways to find for sale by owners. Just go to REIPosse, That's POSSE.com, and get that free ebook on 27 ways to find for sale by owners. That's REIPOSSE.com.